Conversation 2. Hello, Mr. Summerfield. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Ms. Green.
What can I do for you?
Well, unfortunately, there's a problem with the order we received from you yesterday. It seems we've not received the right quantity of manuals to support the telephone system.
Oh, dear. That's bad news. I'm very sorry to hear that. And you don't know how many packs are without manuals?
No, because we haven't opened every pack. But in several of those that have been opened, there are none. No manuals.
I'm very sorry about this inconvenience, Mr. Summerfield. We'll send out the manuals this afternoon by express mail, entirely at our cost. And the manuals should arrive tomorrow, or the day after at the latest.
All of them, right?
Yes. It may be that some have them already, but we cannot be sure. So the best thing is to send out a manual for every pack.
Yes, I see. That would be great.
Please accept our apologies for this mix-up. I assure you we'll do everything possible to find out why the mistake happened.
Right. Thanks for your swift action.
Not at all. Thank you, and goodbye for now. Do call if there's anything else.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye, Ms. Green.
Goodbye. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. What problem are the speakers discussing? Question 24. What does the woman promise to do? Question 25. What does the man think of the solution?